Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted,
thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes, which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Like, right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you ghouls and witches.
Hey there. Happy Halloween to all my ghouls, witches, and everyone in between. This is Stevie and the Rock on 104.9 Salem's finest witch radio.
Traffic at I-95 is bumper to bumper.
Not if you have a broom.
Not if you have a broom.
Sorry to interrupt, Rock. What were you saying?
Oh, nothing. Nothing much. I'm mad I don't have a liquid around me, and that's okay.
Do you want to go get one? I can pretend like I'm talking to the radio. There, a lot of radio hosts work by themselves.
I would love that. Carry on.
Well, today, down on the freeway, as The Rock mentioned, there are some backed up traffic. There was a Subaru Forester that turned over. It hit a truck full of maple syrup, if you can believe it or not, on its way to a diner to load up because it was Belgian Waffle Day on Wednesday. The truck driver said, "At least I made life a little sweeter. If not, a tad stickier." The Rock is back. I was just talking of the truck full of maple syrup that got hit by the Subaru Forester. And whilst making life a little sticky for some, it certainly made the air much sweeter.
Oh, boy. You hit him with the good ones hard first. Now, I'm like, what is radio? How about we play a little War of the Roses? We're pranking our exes again.
Okay, remember, do not say our names because the restraining order is still against both of us.
Both of us, and they will come get us. Lydia is annoyed.
Lydia has been annoyed since she had that first kid of hers. The relationship ended 6 years ago, but the bitterness never will. And that's my life motto.
Keep it bitter. Keep it
bitter. Stay off the shitter.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, up next we have Ariana Grande playing 34 plus 35. Enjoy, all you cool cats and kittens. This is Steve in the Bay.
I can't believe she's 38 now. Can what? You? Ariana Grande.
That's not what that means.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did you think 34 plus 35 was 38?
I thought you said 33.
Isn't the song called 34 plus 35?
I have never... I thought you were making up that song. It's a real song.
Wow, yeah.
I get it. 69. Good for her.
Oh, is that what it is? I never put it together. I'm not even kidding.
Oh.
The Rock's not the only one whose brain is full of rocks.
No,
it's
we all
me,
are.
Steve.
Oh my gosh. I'm wearing a full onesie.
Well, that's what you say.
That
I
is
can't
what
tell
I said.
Because you're sitting. It could be a sweatshirt. Jesse, what's going on? How the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, good, good. I'm tired, but I'm good. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, things are good. Do I have a Halloween costume yet? No, not really. I'm like, this is my thing. It's like, I'm not going to go to a store and buy a Halloween costume. That's insane.
Can I tell you, I'm not like a big Halloween costume person because I this is going to sound fucked up and I don't want people to be offended by this.
Wow.
Halloween is for the common person. That's who gets That's who gets excited by someone who's not allowed to express themselves. And when I say common person, I mean a job that restricts what they works in an office.
What they wear.
A nurse. People out there fighting every day on the front lines. So I don't mean common person as in like common folk. I mean it as in not allowed to just wear whatever they want all the time or make a... I wear wigs and things probably more days than I don't for some reason or another. So on Halloween, I feel like I don't need to come and show these people up. It's like weddings for me. I'm like, I'm never going to pull too much of a look at a wedding. This is the bride's day. I pull looks Monday through Friday. I don't care.
Wow.
So on Sunday, I'm going to let Trisha be the hottest girl in the room.
That's big of you. I always turn a look.
You do always turn a look.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you always turn a look as well.
I meant like when I go to a wedding, I'm like, I have to turn a look. That's who I
know,
am.
But if I turned a look at a wedding, it'd be more because I'm a man.
Okay.
So if I'm coming in like a big dress. Sure.
Someone's going
to
be upset.
I realized that at the wedding I went to in Spain, this guy went, who I know and love, but he dresses he goes by he, him pronouns, but he's like non-binary and often wears dresses and stuff. And he did wear a white dress to the wedding. And it wasn't until after, and it was like fierce. It was all beautiful. But then like 10 minutes later, I was like, wait, he's wearing white dress to the wedding. But
oh
it was a gay
God.
Wedding, so no one was in a white dress.
Oh, okay. Then I guess it's fine. Honestly, as long as the bride isn't wearing a white dress, I think it's okay. But I actually don't know. I actually just avoid white pretty much altogether at a wedding. One I know. That one
I'm a
I
bit
know.
Of a traditionalist when it comes to a wedding in that love is between one man
respect.
And one woman. And, no, I'm just kidding.
That's it.
Guys,
that's
I'm kidding,
it.
Okay?
Guys, relax.
Calm down.
Stop calling in. We're not going to answer. The lines are
okay,
flashing.
Okay, we understand.
We
everybody out
it.
There is not homophobic.
Yeah, congrats.
Only our local senators.
How fun is that? Now, I'm a big fan of Halloween.
I'm a fan of the spooky aspects.
I love
I'm not
spooky,
a huge
Chris.
Fan of like the party aspects.
Well, it's like, what is a party? Do you know what I mean? I think that we all have different definitions, and that is the issue, you know? Do I like a party that has strobe lights and loud music? No, Chris, you won't find me there. You couldn't pay me enough, okay? Now, will I be at a quieter get-together with some kooks and spooks? Yeah, I'll be
Not
there.
Kooks and spooks.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, with the kooks and the spooks.
What are you being?
So, I think, I don't know what I'm going to be on Saturday night when I'm like going out with Tim. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to come up with a costume, but we're waiting to the last minute. And I do love a last minute ditch effort. Who doesn't? And then for the party Sarah and I are throwing on Monday, I think we're going to be aliens.
Wow.
Yeah, I said
Creative.
It.
Creative.
Thank you.
You hear? They're doing construction around my building.
I saw your
story.
Oh,
honey, it is just brutal.
24/7?
From about 8 a.m. to about 6 p.m.
No.
The good news is I think it's going to go on for literal years. So
that's great news.
I'm going to the Poconos this weekend.
Thank God.
And one of the nights we are dressing up for the costume. But I'm going as the girl who plans the trip. Because like my friend Liz always plans the trip. I'm going to dress up as her. And she did text me the other day and she's like, what's your costume? And I was like, it's a surprise. Because she went like, I can, number one, comfortable. Like leggings, sneakers. I have the right wig. Pulled in a little pony through the back of a baseball hat. She's always on the go, go, go.
She's a go, go getter.
I'm going to do a little light eye makeup, you know.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it classy. If you dressed up as me, what would you wear?
I mean, That would be more, I could wear anything, really.
Yeah, you really could.
Am I dressing up as you home alone or you?
Yeah, you know, I guess there are two different costumes.
Or all of us are wearing a costume every day, some might say.
Yeah, you are so right.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Are those the...
I think that's it. God, that really hits, though, you know? It hits hard. I've been having trouble sleeping recently, and I'm not loving it.
I had so many nightmares last night. Not even nightmares. I had constant dreams that my mom...
Oh, no.
...died.
Oh, my gosh.
And I say these things out loud. That's a nightmare. Like, if you say them out loud, hopefully they don't happen. If you, like, talk about the...
Absolutely.
But, yeah, like, all night. And then I would wake up to pee, fall back asleep, fall back into the dream.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. You might be extra tired yourself.
It's... Sometimes, you know what you have to do? Just take an edible before bed when you don't have something to do the night. Like, because you are heavily affected.
I know.
But sometimes, like, an edible is the sleep that you need, or that I need, that, like, knocks me out for a dreamless sleep.
Dreamless. Oh, wow. That's good. Maybe I will do that. I just can't do it tonight. And that's fine. Well, I stayed up late watching Love is Blind.
What do you think?
I'm 2.5 episodes in. I'm very happy with all the couples, to be honest.
Just wait.
Okay, darn it. I mean, I just got to the honeymoon or whatever part, but right now I'm like, okay, everyone's looking pretty strong.
Oh, honey.
Oh, wow. It takes
a
dip.
What do you mean you stayed up watching? What are you in the first?
Yeah. The third episode, like halfway.
Have they had like the pool party yet?
No. Uh-oh.
Once they all meet each other, things descend quickly.
Oh, no.
Not for everyone, but I've seen the whole thing.
Oh,
I interviewed six of them yesterday.
Who?
So we interviewed the girls and the boys so that they wouldn't like ever like separate. Nancy, okay. Raven, and Alexa. And Bartice, Brennan, and SK.
Yeah. Wow. How did you like them?
Good. It was very like... Because it was like their press day, but they were doing it like virtually with a lot of people, which is always an interesting setup.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But I mean, they were.
That'll do it.
They were very nice and they looked fucking popping.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, excuse me.
Would you ever
me.
Go on Love is Blind if you were single?
I thought about it. I almost did it. Like I almost did just the interview or like submit my thing.
You almost applied, you mean?
Yeah. I actually feel like I guess I would now. Because I don't
Here's
know.
Here's what I'll say. I don't think I believe that love is blind necessarily.
I don't believe in that either. I also think people's intentions are super different, which is fine.
I think a lot of people like on Twitter and everything, people are like, they're copying the people from season two. They just want to be on TV because of season two. But this season and season two filmed at the same time in different places. So they never saw season two before filming.
Yeah, I feel like... I also feel like it kind of only works when people go on the show to be like, I just want to be married. Like, if your goal is to be married and start having a family, collectively, that's the number one goal. I think that maybe it can work because you both just have, like, a common goal, kind of.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to find your person, I don't know if this is the way.
I think that it can work.
Okay.
Because we've seen it work. Like,
seen it.
A dear friend of mine, if they met at a bar... They also could have ended up still being married, you know? Like, I think that they just, it works all around.
Right.
So, I don't think anyone from season two is still together, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, not a soul.
My fear of Love is Blind would probably be, like, the meeting part.
Oh, I know. I get sick watching
I would
part.
Pass out, or I would immediately be like, let me see that footage. I want to see his face.
I want to see his face through every second.
Like, I want to make sure he's constantly smiling.
Did you fucking pause, dude? Yeah, I know. If they don't, some guys did really well, because you have to be like, oh my God, you're gorgeous, like the whole time.
And even sometimes I feel like people react in ways that is so good. Like, remember how Shake acted with...
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
But I also am doing those videos now for Netflix and Love is Blind as The Goblet. Have you seen?
Oh, okay.
There's one on my feed from yesterday. But it's like I'm the face of The Goblet recounting my favorite moment, like as though I was in the room.
Yeah.
Because they used Always Hold the Goblet. So I'll be like, this was a pivotal moment in Colleen and I's relationship because I realized she was having some self-esteem issues and I told, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys can check that out on the Love is Blind Netflix, whatever.
Oh, wow.
And it was in Netflix's story yesterday.
I don't
go on Instagram.
Some days I don't.
I only go on Instagram if I'm doing a Q&A. Yeah.
Me? Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes I just don't go on Instagram.
Did you take your medicine?
Yeah. Do you feel it? Is it feels like it's affected or no?
No, but you were just rubbing your eyes. That's why I said something. You guys can see what I'm talking about if you want to watch on... This episode is up on patreon.com/middlechildren.
Now I have my hood up for my onesie, so I do look like...
She doesn't even go here.
A penis. Okay, yeah, she doesn't even... Oh, yeah, I do look like that.
That is what you look like.
Oh, man. You know what? You can't beat yourself up. Yeah, last night I got home and I said, I want to shower. I love a nighttime shower. Oh, boy, do I. I love a nighttime shower, and then I did a face mask, and then I said, I'm getting in a onesie, because I need, like, a hug. I need a hug. And a onesie feels like a massive hug to me.
I would love a hug. I haven't had a hug in years.
Okay, stop. Don't say that to me.
Yeah, but I like hugging. I want to...
You're going to break my
heart.
You know
how you feel when you hug a man?
There's only one man that I hug, but yes... I'm not talking
in a desired way. I just mean like...
Okay, yeah, I do know what you mean.
It's
then.
So rare for me to hug someone bigger than me, but I like that. Like,
okay,
tall.
Chris, I'm going to tell you...
I'm not trying to fuck everyone, but it's nice to feel...
Yes, engulfed. That's like when you're a little spoon. It's being little spoon.
Which I could
spoon.
Never be.
Little spoon. Yes,
no.
You could.
I mean, I just wouldn't want that.
Okay, you like to be the big spoon.
Yeah, number one, I'm like, I don't want your hand just like running wild.
Normally, I don't think it's running wild. I mean, it could, and it would be welcomed.
Well, we have to remember you're a whore.
It depends. I am a whore. I am a whore through and through.
I mean, like his hand, I don't want his hand like on my gut, and then...
No, I don't think anyone's going to do that.
I get hot. I'm like, I like to be able to be like, all right, this is done.
Thank you. Yeah. I used to not be as big a cuddler. I used to believe in the tap, tap and respect. Good night. Go to bed. But I like a good cuddle. I like to feel when I can feel really like held in. I'm like good night,
yeah.
Or just like here we go off to the races. But let me say one more thing. Do you have a weighted blanket? Because that'll give you that feel too. I have a weighted blanket, and when I'm by myself and I want to feel kind of hugged, I throw that weighted blanket on. And I forget I have any problems.
You love a weighted blanket.
I love a weighted blanket. And I got a 15-pounder, and it really does the trick. And it's subtle, but it's great. And I really swear by them. Like, when I'm by myself and I do my weighted blanket, I feel like I'm getting a bear hug.
I was just at Elise Morales' house for a little Halloween party. And she, speaking of weighted blankets, her apartment had flooded. This was like a month ago.
Oh, no.
Like a
Wait,
month
what?
Ago. Remember when it was like really stormy and rainy?
Yeah.
She woke up in the middle of the night, put her feet down to get out of bed, and was standing in three inches of water. Yeah. And her cat was like up on a shelf. Like, she's like, the cat was like pissed at us for like 2 weeks. But it was like something with the gutters of their building hadn't been clean.
Oh my God.
And it's like, you can see the damage. She like posted videos when it was happening, but she used the weighted blanket as a dam to stop the water from going into the kitchen and living room. And it worked.
Oh my God.
I know.
I mean, first of all, she's a genius. Second of all, my weighted blankets are powerful.
I was like, you should make your landlord get you a new one.
Yeah. And you should see if that weighted blanket company wants a little extra material. See, save your life, save a weighted blanket. Mm. You know what I mean? It could work. You really, for me, it could. That's incredible. I miss that too.
Would you,
that's
would
wild.
You rather be in the center of a hurricane, like where a hurricane is really bad, or a tornado. I just watched Twister for the first time.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. A tornado, I just have to go to like a shelter or somewhere underground.
In theory, yes.
Okay, and a hurricane, I've got to like kind of find an area, like a bathtub or under a table.
I don't know. What protocol of a hurricane, I think, usually is they know in advance enough when it's coming, so they get you out.
Oh, okay, they just say get
like
out.
Like hurricanes, you know how it's like they're evacuating like a million yeah. people in Florida because it's...
Wow.
They can see that a lot easier. Like hurricanes are bigger and move slower. And a tornado can like whip up in like 15, you know, because that's why they have that alarm sound. Lauren Brickman grew up in Oklahoma, but they have like a tornado warning sound that like plays and you can hear from wherever. And it means like get cover.
Oh my God.
But in Twister, Twister? It starts with, and why she becomes a tornado expert, Helen Hunt, thank you very much.
Right.
As a child, they're in the, like, running to the tornado shelter, because it's, like, a separate thing, like, outside. So you, like, run, and you...
Oh,
yeah.
right.
And so they just get down, but her father's, like, it rips the doors of the thing off, and then takes her father out of the... thing. And that's why she becomes obsessed with like figuring out everything she can with tornadoes so that they can get the warning time longer. There's also an episode of Superstore where a tornado hits because it's supposed to be like in the Midwest and they don't have time. And it like, it's like crazy though, because tornadoes can like, it'll like rip an entire house down and then leave the neighbor's white picket fence right there.
Yeah. Like wild. It's a kind of a picky little
bitch. You ever seen... I gotta find this picture. And guys, I'll post it with it.
Like, thinking about a hurricane right now, looking around my room and my collection of vases, I'm like, this... We would be in a disaster zone over here for sure. My tchotchkes would be everywhere.
Hold on, look. Ready? I'm putting...
Yeah.
It's... Okay, guys. I'm gonna put this picture. It's like the most insane... It's the most insane picture of like... A neighborhood that was destroyed by tornado. Click. I just put it in the chat.
Yeah. All right, here I go.
Isn't that crazy?
That those people must have been like, what?
Like,
I'd be like, who do you work for?
And things like that happen where it's like a single house standing left in like a neighborhood where every other thing is destroyed and the other house is like pool is like fine with nothing in it.
Oh my God.
Imagine you're like, well, I'm going to go for a swim.
I guess they say luck really does run in my family.
I can't help but notice that I'm the only one that goes to church.
Hey, Frank, do you mind cleaning your yard?
Frank,
looks like shit.
I paid a lot for this house. It's you have some debris.
Yeah.
Frank, are you sleeping? That's so fucked up.
That is so funny. It's fucked up and funny. Wow. So I guess I would pick tornado. What would you pick?
I guess tornado. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess tornado. I mean, people die in tornadoes because of things hitting them.
Oh, they
That's
do.
That's why. Because it's like, you know, they throw cars and it'll like take full cows. I don't know if that's true. I just saw it in Twister, which was not real.
I think I saw it in, yeah, cows. Okay, let me ask you another question. If everybody, would you rather have everyone in the world talking out of their butt except for you, or you're the only one who talks out of your butt?
Either way, I feel like you're going to feel like the outcast.
Very true. And that's the catch-22 of it.
So I really don't think it matters, honestly. I think you're going to feel the same way no matter what. Because if you're the only one talking out of your butt, obviously you're a freak. But if everyone's talking out of their butt and you're talking out of your mouth, you're a freak.
Now you're a freak.
So
what's better?
I don't know, because I've never talked out of my butt.
Yeah.
Do you still poop out of your butt?
I'd
I don't
like
want to live in a world where everyone's talking out of the same thing that they poop out
world.
Of.
No, that can't be it. I don't think that's true. But if it is, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Live in an igloo in the Arctic,
okay,
or in like a little shack by in the Amazon rainforest.
I'm going to the Arctic. What I hear in the second one is bugs, and so for that reason, I'm out. If I'm in a rainforest, no to the spiders. No to the spiders. No. My answer is no. In the Arctic, every bug is dead. And for that, I can be thankful.
I mean, it'll be cold.
There's cold animals, sure.
Some starving polar bears. But other than that.
Stop. Other than that, I think I would. If you asked me, would I rather be eaten to death by 1,000 little bugs or eaten by a big bear? I'm going bear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That's fair. Make it quick. Rip me apart. I'll start the rip. I'll do whatever I have to do. But what I'm not having happen is a lot of little things coming together.
Yeah, tear me to fucking shreds.
That actually might be my biggest fear, to be honest.
Getting eaten by bugs?
Yeah.
That's your biggest fear? I'm scared of sharks. Yeah.
I just saw Jaws for the first time.
I'm going on a 4-day virgin voyage next week. For a work. But yeah, I'm excited. I also...
Wow.
We'll talk about it, but I still have 2 codes.
Why?
But,
what?
I mean, they have to be used by the end of the year.
I'll do it.
We'll discuss.
I'll do anything you want.
And you can bring someone. It's like the codes per room.
Chris!
Well, I'm going... I have to go... Because I have to go on because they've been asking. But I was supposed to go somewhere with my friend Adriana, whose birthday it is. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just do this. And so then they send me codes, but I have extra. But we'll talk about it off air.
Let's talk about it off air.
But, I mean, this one's just like a little 4-day quick skip and a jump. It's Key West and...
I mean, a dream.
I'm thinking about... swimming with sharks. It's like a thing. And my friend was like, I kind of want to do it. And I was like, it's my biggest fear. And then I was like, so maybe I should do it.
That would be fun. Can I ask a question?
No.
I'm like, the one that kind of scares me the most is when you're in a cage with the sharks. Like that, I don't like that.
As opposed to
if it's like
you would rather be just out free-willy.
Am I alone in a cage? Yeah, alone in a cage.
Then alone, not in a cage?
No, with other people. I'm saying, like, I like when they're little and they just swim around you.
Yeah, I swam with stingrays once.
You're very brave, Chris, and I actually do mean this. I think that animals would sense how scared I am of them and probably kill me. You're really good with the animals, and they, like, immediately trust you.
I don't know that would work for sharks.
You don't think? Okay. In my head, it would.
Like, I was watching something that was a guy in one of those tanks, but it was glass.
No.
Or, like, it's, like, clear. And the fucking great white shark breaks it.
That's my fear.
And the people, like, don't know on the boat. And the guy's, like, on top, like... He gets out, like, just in fucking time.
How is no one watching? Did you see that Mandy Moore movie?
Which one?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is why I can't do it. It's about she's, like, on a boat, and they put her in the cage, and they're like, you're going to go in the cage and look at animals underwater. And she's like, that's the plan. But then the cable breaks, and she fucking sinks to the bottom of the ocean. And they're trying to help her and get the cage out, but because she's only got a limited amount of oxygen, and now she's deep in the water where it gets dark.
Is she on the bottom?
Yeah, she is.
I don't think you'd live for long, right? Because of the pressure also.
That's what I mean. It's not
I also
good.
Read that like there's a point in the ocean where you no longer, like, you know how you like float. But, like, there's a point when you're deep enough that you become, that you sink heavy.
No.
Because of how much weight is above you. Okay. Also, if you come up from scuba diving too fast, you can literally die. There was a guy on Wicked Tuna, the show I watch about tuna fishing. It was, like, the end of the season. Him and the boat did the best. They sold the most.
No.
And then the next season starts really depressing. And I'm like, why is it the music so depressing? And the guy's wearing, like... His, like, sweatshirt says, like, in honor of Duffy, who was, like, the partner. And I was like, oh, my God. And he was like, Duffy, like, died suddenly. And they're like, still whatever. And I like looked it up and it was that he, it was like some freak accident scuba diving. He came up too quick and he died.
This is why.
The ocean here's what I'll say.
The ocean.
97% of the ocean has not been explored.
Oh, is
yes,
that wow?
That's true.
See, I get skydiving. That's scary, but you know, you're strapped to someone and the air is quick and whatever. In the water, no. My answer is no. In the water, sharks, I mean, I saw the documentary Blackfish, and whales are smart. They're very smart. I know they won't hurt us
killer
in the
whales
wild,
absolutely
but
will.
They're still really big. Yeah, and the killer the ones.
Killer whales, and the ones that killed the people, like, they kill. They kill people.
They're called killer.
They mostly
killer
kill
whales
seals
for a reason.
But I also just saw a video of two killer whales killing and eating a great white shark. Yeah. Yeah.
Not for me. Not for me.
Can you believe?
That's a lot. Would you rather?
Hit me.
Okay. This is a hard one, and I'm sorry to say it. Would you rather drown slowly? Or just drown, I guess. Or be eaten
drown.
By a shark. Oh, okay. Being by a shark would be quick, I think.
I don't think. Well, if you're being eaten by a shark, you're probably going to drown also. Right?
Okay, true. Yeah, there's just so much to worry about in that scenario. And the other
that's
one,
how alligators
like,
kill things. They like, that's why they do that them. Barrel roll. Because they like pull them under and they roll them under. So they stay underwater until they drown. And then they just eat you up.
Yum. Scrum diddly. Who would you rather be eaten by? What animal, if you could pick?
If I could choose what animal eats me of all animals in the world? The human
what
being.
What an honor. Army Hammer.
From the waist down of any animal.
I said it.
Maybe like a lion.
Yeah,
just
that
get
would
me
be
by
nice.
The throat.
Drag me. Let the kids eat me first, however they do it.
Like, I know I'm going to die, right? There's no saving myself.
Yeah, there's no saving you.
So then maybe actually something in the ocean.
Yeah.
I would love to have my eternity spent in the ocean.
Floating, weightless. That would be lovely.
You know, I feel like when a whale dies, it creates an entire new ecosystem in the ocean, okay? Because it feeds so many things. Like when it dies, like not, so it like, obviously it's enormous. It feeds so much and it takes so long to like get to the bottom of the ocean because of the gases. So it floats for a while. So everything up top, birds, everything is eating whale. On the way down, it's eaten by all the fish and all of that. And then it sits on the ground and it's eaten by everything that lives on the ocean floor, everything down there. And it creates literally like a whole new ecosystem.
Wow.
So, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think if we had sea burials all the time, we could be in a better place environmentally.
Do you think that? I guess I would be afraid that animals would start getting a liking to the taste of human.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying like just put them out on fucking Jones Beach, but like.
Okay, got it.
I don't know.
How do you present human? How do you best, you know,
salt,
serve?
We'll have to ask Army Hammer.
I know, we really will. A little
do you
olive
think fish
oil.
Would like
it's
barbecue
less is more.
Sauce?
Maybe.
This is a dark little conversation.
Dark. I'm sorry. But it is Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And for that reason, we actually are on theme. What was your best Halloween growing up or worst? Dealer's
my worst
choice.
Was when the day before my younger brother broke his collarbone.
Oh, my God.
And so I had to trick or treat for both of us while he stood at the end of the driveway with his arm in a sling. And everyone was just stressed and sad, and I could feel that. And I remember that Halloween being terrible.
Oh, that's a bad
what
one.
What about yours?
I know. I hope for the kids it doesn't rain.
That's the same.
My worst, my worst Halloween.
Oh, you know what? There's actually another one that was worse.
Go.
And there's like a picture of it. And I remember I was still in the closet, and it was like right towards the end of still being in the closet. And in the picture, I'm like, wow, look at those eyes. Those are some dead inside eyes.
Crap,
and it was college, and I remember being just absolutely fucking miserable.
Yeah.
And my two best friends went as Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez when they were still dating. Okay. And we were all supposed to do a like costume together. And then that's what they decided on. And so then they were like, you can be the paparazzi. So I was the fucking paparazzi.
That's funny.
And my best I haven't had yet.
Hell yeah. Maybe it's this year. Ooh. I remember in college, I think it was freshman year, I dressed up as a maid, which is humiliating for everybody, me the most. And I went to this like house party in a basement somewhere. And first of all, the funniest thing about me on a Halloween is if I see you, I probably don't get your costume. I probably don't get the reference. I probably haven't seen the show. I normally never get it. I just think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I forget, but there was a man in an all green outfit, which I think is like the Green Man or like Greenzo? Something with It's Always Sunny, oh, something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he was that and people were like, that's so funny. And I was like, it's gotta be. Everybody keeps saying it's funny. To me, it means nothing.
That's how I feel about a lot of things on Halloween. Straight men will do the absolute bare minimum and be like, yeah, I'm in this amazing thing. And people are like, yeah, that's so funny. Are you going to sing? It's like when when straight men sing Backstreet Boys at fucking karaoke. Kill yourself.
You're not wrong.
Just kidding. Just stop but like, it. Stop.
Just stop.
I'm
it
like,
and
no,
kill
it's,
yourself.
It's, I'm like, what's the joke? Oh, you're men singing this song traditionally not for men?
I know. LOL.
It's when people are really excited about Halloween costumes that aren't good. It's hard. It's very, very, very hard for me to fake compliments or anything.
Yeah, no, it's dumb.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, when in doubt, I've literally always been a witch or Wednesday Addams.
A witch or Wednesday Addams? I mean, that's pretty good.
Quick and it's easy, so who knows, but... Yeah, I went to this house party and people were like, the guy in the green is really funny. And then I was like, okay. And then we were drinking and I said, I guess I'll make out with him. And he had scruff. And then we made out so much that the next day I woke up, I had a rug burn on my face and it looked like half a mustache.
That was your worst Halloween? Making out the whole time? I'm so sorry. That must have been really tough.
Well... I mean, I didn't know who I just didn't have, like, I just did it because I was like, I didn't necessarily, my best Halloween was like, you know, where I was like with friends just having fun.
Okay. So no kissing this year?
I mean, as a kid, I also like normally was sick every Halloween because my parents would take our candy. We were only allowed to keep 10 pieces. So I would eat so much that I would get sick.
Well, that's fun.
That was fun. People loved that.
I also would eat until I obviously vomed.
That's sick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What a time.
Honestly, what a time. I love Halloween. I think it's fun. I think dressing up is fun. I wish I lived in a neighborhood for it because I'd love to see the kids.
I know. I want to see what my nephew's going to be.
Oh, my God. What is your nephew going to be?
My sister-in-law was like, I think this is the last year I can, like, put him in something without him wanting.
Her having an opinion.
And so I don't know what he's going to be because he is very in, like, a construction worker or something like that he lives for. But I think, and I think she's right, that he's going to probably want to be that, like, for his childhood. Last year, he was a skunk, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
it was so cute. Because he's, like, roly, like, he, like, can't stand. Oh. It was so fucking cute.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So we'll see.
Yeah, babies dressed up is the cutest thing.
But anyway. Guys, happy Halloween.
Yeah, have the best one.
Have the best. Do something nice for someone. Should we start saying that to people?
Should that start being
my thing? Do something nice for someone today.
Yeah.
And let it be going to Patreon to watch this episode.
Yeah, the nice that'd be thing very is nice for us.
I'm kidding. Have fun. Be safe. Make sure there's no razor blades in your candy.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, no one's putting drugs in candy. Drugs in candy? This is something I've never understood. When people are like, they're putting drugs in candy. Have you ever met anybody that has drugs that gives them away for free? Like, why would someone be like, yeah, I'm going to get these kids high so they can go home and be high?
Yeah, I don't get it. Every time, though, someone says something, there's always a message with someone who's like, my blank was had a razor. And I'm like, oh my God.
I think crazy shit like that happens. But I think.
Yeah. Drugs, no. Who would drug? It's a waste. You're right.
It is a waste. Check your kids' candy, I suppose. I don't know.
But check your kids' candy. Yeah.
Otis isn't allowed candy.
Neither is Winnie.
Whatever, guys. Listen, we love you. But until next time.
Love you.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.